Backpackers to Australia may soon be helping to rebuild communities decimated by the fires. The federal government is changing the visa rules to provide an incentive for backpackers to work in disaster-declared areas. But some business groups want a greater focus on upskilling the existing regional workforce, as Alex Tai reports.
Tommy Smith tells me he came to Australia for a good time, but seeing the devastation of this summer's bushfires, he's now thinking that he can help.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a really good idea.
Tommy Smith is part of a human resource that the government now plans to utilise. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has today announced changes to the visa conditions for backpacking, making it easier for them to take part in recovery efforts.
Getting more people out there supporting that effort, it's something that we talked to Blaze 8 about.
The working holiday visa allows backpackers aged 18 to 30 to work in Australia for 12 months. Currently, if backpackers want to extend their visa for a second or third year, they have to work 88 days in fruit picking, tourism, or hospitality during that first year. Under the changes, these 88 days can also include time spent working in bushfire recovery efforts, such as clearing land and rebuilding fences.
To put our labour to good use and tick off our 88 days at the same time, it's like a win-win for everyone involved, really.
Paid and volunteer work will count towards the 88 days needed to apply for an extended visa, something Kevin Butler from Blaze Aid, an organisation leading the recovery effort, hopes will get more boots on the ground.
We do have a couple of backpackers from overseas in every Blaze Aid base, but I was told on a number of occasions that many of the backpackers did want to spend an extra, you know, year, 2 years in Australia. And they were wishing that the work that the volunteering they'd done in Blaze Aid was going to contribute. So this change is going to make a big difference.
The government will also extend the amount of time someone holding a visa can work for the same employer from 6 months to 1 year. And Kevin Butler thinks by targeting backpackers, the number of people helping rebuild communities could grow relatively quickly.
They're very well connected on social media, and I think in a few months' time we're going to have, you know, far more young people coming onto the fence lines in these fire-affected areas, and they're going to be particularly valuable because, you know, they've got younger bodies, you know, better ankles, better knees and stronger, and we are working on some very rugged country, you know, particularly in New South Wales.
Adam Zarth is the Executive Director of the Illawarra Business Chamber, which has been helping advocate for fire-affected communities across southern New South Wales.
We estimate around 6,200 businesses across the southern region of New South Wales being affected directly or indirectly by the bushfires. So what we're seeing is a dramatic need for immediate responses in terms of the rebuild. These communities can't get back on their feet until that happens. But of course, we also sense a strong will from these communities for locals to be preferenced.
He argues local businesses won't knock back the potential influx of workers from elsewhere, but thinks upskilling locals needs to be a big part of the response.
Yeah, we're working with government to look at ways that we can provide immediate upskilling for locals in these regions who may have been stood down from their jobs or might have been underemployed before this disaster occurred. Because first and foremost, we want to leave these communities in a better state than what they were before the bushfires came through. And of course, a big part of that is going to involve upskilling.
For Tommy Smith, the English backpacker, he just wants to be useful.
I mean, I understand the locals don't want to be put out of work, but if there's no work there anyway because their company or their livelihood has been damaged, you're not actually putting them out of work. If you look on the other side of it, maybe you're helping them to rebuild.
And that's a backpacker from Britain, Tommy Smith. Alex Tai with that report.